This is Financial Armor with Brad Cooper from Cooper Financial Investments. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Brad provides his clients and prospects the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful strategies to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now here is Financial Armor with Brad Cooper.
Welcome to Financial Armor. My name is Brad Cooper, the host of your show with Cooper Financial Investments. Today, I'd like to welcome our co-host, Tony Shore. Welcome, Tony.
Hey, thanks, Brad. Great to be here with you. I'm excited about the show today. I know it's going to be a good one. You've got a lot prepared for us. But first, I've been doing good. You know, I love this time of year. It's fall. Yes. It's my favorite time of year. It's cooled down a little bit, and you can leave the windows open. I love that.
Yes, I do too, especially here in Arizona from the hot summer that we've had. It's nice to go into fall, cooler temperatures. Really looking forward to the next several months.
Yeah, me too. But I've been busy. We went down and saw my daughter at college.
Great.
She's in her first year, so we went to family weekend. You know, I don't know if you've never done that. Your kids are younger.
Well, actually, believe it or not, both of my daughters are up to age now. One just graduated from college.
Yes.
Last 2 years ago.
So do you remember family weekend, though?
I do. I really miss those. It's amazing how fast time flies. But that was so enjoyable to go visit and embarrass them, you know, as mom and dad.
Yeah. I go, I want one of those shirts that say, you know, a dad, you know, and they're like, no, dad, don't do that. Don't do that. So, but that's always fun. Yes, embarrassing the kids, it's always a highlight for me.
That's our full-time job, I believe.
Yeah, as dads, that's what we do. I always forget, Brad, you're younger than I am, but your kids are not necessarily younger than my kids. So that's right. I forgot that. So that's fine. Now, how have you been? Are you keeping busy?
Doing great. We've been busy not only meeting with clients this past week. I just got back from one of the most amazing meetings with some of the top advisors in the United States, and also meeting with not only our money managers, but their analysts from Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, BMO. So very educational on what's going on in the world and the forecast coming up the next several months.
Yeah, that's good. And I know that on future shows, you have a lot of different topics you want to cover coming up. And I know market volatility and looking ahead to what might be in store for us next year is one thing that we're going to be talking about in an upcoming show, isn't it?
Yes. There's just so much to talk about with what's going on today. We're getting so much information from different sources, and it's hard to determine what's accurate, what's not. And it's really great at the time of my career, very blessed to be connected with some of the best and smartest people in the world and getting that accurate information.
Yeah, that's really important. And I know that's what you use to help your clients, and you're going to pass that information along and some of that education for our listeners out there. Now, for our listeners who may not already know you, let's learn a little bit about Brad Cooper today. Like, I know you're really passionate about helping people with their finances. How did you get into this, or what's your story?
Wow, great question. I can't believe I've been in this industry for over 30 years now, Tony.
Wow, you must have started when you're 10.
Yes, thank you very much. I wish.
You don't look a day over 40.
I have the gray hair to show it's a little bit older than that. But going back in my previous life, I like to say, my degree was not in finance. It was actually in criminal justice administration.
Really? I did not know that.
Yes, so coming out of college with a criminal justice degree, I was actually a police officer for 3 years in Columbia, Missouri.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And after the first couple of years, I realized that wasn't the path for me. So what happened was, which was a blessing, I got injured off duty in a car accident, and I accidentally was introduced to the financial service industry. As a result of that, starting part-time, after the first 3 months, I learned a lot. And the more I learned, the more angry I got.
Huh.
The reason why, I went through high school, I went through college. Not once was any of the information that I learned, which I call common sense money principles, taught to me. And since that point, I've been an advocate for education and information for the average American when it comes to financial planning.
Wow. That's amazing, really. I mean, I see that too with my children.
Yes.
They don't teach it. They don't teach personal finance in school. Until they were seniors in high school, then it was an elective for like one semester. Right. And so, and that's not enough. Once you're, 17, 18 years old, they need to start it in sixth or seventh grade, basic principles, I think, and teach it all the way up. Right.
I agree 100%. And something I discovered back then, and I still think is true to an extent today, not with everyone, because there's a lot of good people in our industry that do a great job. But what I learned back then was overall, 30 years ago, I believe our industry wanted to keep consumers ignorant, because if you're ignorant and not explained everything about the financial planning side, more likely you're going to be sold the wrong product or you're going to be overcharged for what you have.
Yeah.
And I still see that today, and which is a shame.
Yeah.
But this is not rocket scientist information that
right.
we share. It's just finding that advisor that will sit down, be patient, and walk you through the process.
Yeah, I think that's great. So you've been doing this a long time.
Yes.
And you have your own firm now. How long have you had Cooper Financial?
We have been in the financial service industry for over 30 years.
Wow.
I'm originally from Missouri, Southeast Missouri, from a small farming community. I did not come for money. I learned through not only high school and college, but through the School of Hard Knocks, which I don't know if you've ever heard of.
Yeah, that's the same school I went to.
All right.
Funny.
I got my PhD just so.
Yeah.
Dr. Cooper from the School of Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
However, about 10 years ago, Tony, we moved our family out to Arizona. And it's been such a great move, such a blessing for many reasons. Number one, the weather.
Yeah. Well, Arizona, love it here. You know?
Oh, I do too. Secondly, just more opportunity to reach our goals that we had set, and also to make an impact and help more people.
Yeah. Well, that's huge. And I know that you've been growing. You love to meet with people from the area. And I'm going to encourage our listeners to pick up the phone and give you a call, because I know you love helping people and talking with them and getting a plan in place for them. Right.
That's so right on. Often I get asked, Brad, what's your long term plans? What gets you up in the morning? Number one, I have no intention on retiring at all unless my health changes that. But my passion and the purpose of getting up every morning is really just helping people.
Right.
That's the high, if you will, that I get in life, is just making an impact one at a time and changing lives, whether it's in financial planning or through our strategic partners, through estate planning, tax planning, or even a lot of times sitting down with our clients and just talking about family and personal issues.
Yeah.
There's a lot more to life than money.
Yeah, that's true. And I love that you take that balanced approach, right? And so I am excited about future shows. What are some of the topics our listeners can look forward to hearing about in future shows?
In the future shows, I'm really excited, Tony, because we take a holistic financial planning approach. And I have discovered about 99% of my industry does not take this approach. Most of my industry today, they do investments.
Right.
Or insurance, and that's where they stop. But some of the topics we're going to be talking about in the weeks to come is going to be market and inflation risk. Obviously, the past year, the market's been up, it's been down. What's going to happen the next 6 to 12 months as we enter into a major presidential election year next year? Another risk, which we're going to talk a lot about in the future, which I believe could be the number one detriment to retirees today, is future taxation. Is taxes going down or taxes going up?
Yeah.
I'll let you and the listeners decide what their opinion is. But I can tell you what, the last 5 years, I've been asking this question in speaking engagements in front of thousands of people, and I've never had one person say taxes are going down.
Yeah. Yeah, that's highly unlikely since we're experiencing, you know, really historically low taxes right now.
Right.
And they're set to go back up in 2025, but they could go back up sooner, depending on what happens in the political landscape. And I would say they would have to, in my opinion, just because you can't pump, what, $7 trillion into the economy and have such a bad budget deficit and not raise taxes. It's going to be tough.
I know. And there's so many contributing factors, including the deficit, that's going to cause that. Other areas is basically long-term or elder care planning.
Yeah.
One of the top concerns that most of my clients have today and people I sit down and talk to is unforeseen healthcare expenses. Am I or my spouse going to be able to afford nursing home care in the next 5-10 years? Is that going to take out most of our estate? So we have solutions for that. Another area we're going to talk about too, which we talked about before, Tony, is legislative risk.
Ah, legislative risk. What do you mean by that?
Risk? Well, every 2 years in November, what happens?
Election.
That's right. And depending on the outcome of those elections, not to get political, but whoever gets elected could change the laws, tax laws, increase them, decreasing. And that could change the future of your retirement plan. So we are trying to eliminate that risk and never let legislative risk impact that. Another area we'll be talking a lot about and have a special guest on is an estate planning attorney, talking about how to protect your assets from probate court.
Ah, that's huge. And along with that, I know you talk a lot about enhanced planning, which goes along with estate planning.
Right.
In other words, you want to keep family harmony, right?
Oh, that's right. And unfortunately, I've seen this for the last 20 to 30 years is when a loved one dies and the kids get involved, if the estate plan is not properly prepared, it just causes relationships to be destroyed, unfortunately, sure. Among family members.
Yeah, I've seen it happen. And so those are two areas where I personally am dealing with long-term care and estate planning issues, because my grandfather, who was 101, active his whole life, he was camping 2 months before he died. And the doctor said natural causes. He died. He just, his organs gave out, didn't have cancer, didn't have a disease. He lived a long, healthy life. But if you know, people are living longer, and certain families have that longevity.
Right.
So, but when he died, the estate, there were issues with that. So I'll ask you about those when we do a specific show. We're going to dedicate a whole show estate planning.
So important.
Yeah. And then the other one is long-term care. My mom has Parkinson's and is in long-term care, has been for 2 years. And long-term care, and then my mother-in-law also, but long-term care ranges anywhere from $6,000 a month to $12,000 a month. And a lot of people think, well, I'll be on Medicare, I'll take care of it. But Medicare does not cover long-term care, does
That's right. It does not. And then there's that thing called Medicaid, but there's certain restrictions there and spend downs. And we're going to talk a lot about that, which falls into elder care planning. I feel your pain, Tony. My dad, who just passed away earlier this year, he was in a nursing home for 5 years with dementia.
Yeah, that's really tough.
And we're seeing that more and more, and we're being very proactive and heading that straight on, because there's a good chance that you or your spouse, as we age, may be a victim of that.
Yeah. Yeah, the statistics aren't great in our favor. I mean, so many people get a dementia or Alzheimer's, some form of it, and so many more people need long-term care in general for one reason or another, right? I mean, the stat is something like it's over 70%, almost a almost two-thirds. So almost two out of every three people, if they live to 65, they're going to end up needing long-term care. So
that's right. Yeah. And, you know, and as we age, and I know, Tony, you're much older than me.
Just a couple of days.
But one thing I realized and what has changed my planning the last couple years is, yes, it's good to be a good steward of your money, save your money, pay your bills. But what my clients and everyone I sit down with is hearing, live. Create memories while you're alive with your family, because as we get older, which happens way too quickly, that time is gone, and you don't have the memories.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's a tough thing to deal with. Well, I know we have a topic today, and you covered a lot of the aspects of it, of holistic planning already, but we're going to get into that, what holistic planning is and how our listeners out there can protect their nest egg. But first, I wanted to ask you, I think this is a good time in the show to let our listeners know how to get a hold of you. And I know you have a special offer for them. You can run a report and offer them a complimentary, no-cost, no-obligation consultation, correct?
That's right, Tony. You know, to contact our office, we are all about education. There's tax reports. There's market risk reports, any type of report that we can provide to you at no cost. But also, more important than that, what we enjoy is we have a five-step process. In the first visit, we sit down at no cost and we visit for an hour, hour and a half. We answer questions that address you, your concerns, your goals, your objectives. And we do that usually over a cup of coffee, glass of tea, and tell you about the process. But if you want to come into our office and just visit, just to get maybe a second opinion, on just to make sure you're on course for the rest of your life, you can reach our office at 520-543-8345. And you can set up that visit with me or one of our team members, and one promise I'll make you is you'll walk out of that meeting with so much information and education and resources to be able to make the decisions you need to make.
Yeah, that's huge too. And you don't need to bring your checkbook to that meeting because there's no cost or obligation. And that's great. And yeah, you'll show them how you could help them moving forward if they want to become clients and work with you on a regular basis. I think that's awesome. Now, I also want to point out that our listeners out there can go to financialarmorshow.com.
Right.
They can go to financialarmorshow.com, and there's also a contact form there, and that'll bring them right to our show page on your website where they can click the button to subscribe to this show as a podcast that's available on all the major podcasting sites, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music. So, and Google Podcasts, it'll be soon available as YouTube Music. They're going to transfer all their podcasts over.
Yes,
I just found that out. So I think that's great. But I want our listeners to be able to do that. And they can listen to the show right there on that page. The current shows will be up there. The past shows, they can pick a topic. Oh, I want to hear that. Or maybe they missed an episode. So they can listen to them right there at financialarmorshow.com. Now, let's move into our topic today. I know you're talking about holistic retirement planning and holistic financial planning overall. Right. What do you mean by holistic, first of all?
Great question. The first half of my career, Tony, just to let you know and our listeners know, I was no different than your traditional broker. We did stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and stopped there. When I made the change, became a fiduciary, and really focused on holistic financial planning, if you will. I love the term holistic. I look at financial planning as several pieces to a financial puzzle. We do a piece of the puzzle very well, but if you don't address the other financial pieces of the puzzle during the planning process, your plan's going to fail.
Right.
And what do I mean by that? Yes, we have some of the best money managers in the United States. We have access to any insurance company you can think of. However, if we just stop there with investments and don't talk about taxes, don't talk about enhanced planning, elder care planning, legislative risk, income planning to make sure you don't run out of money, or maybe you're getting ready to retire and you have 5,000 Social Security options, you don't know which one to choose from.
So Social Security maximization is a big part of what you provide for your clients.
That's right. We have a team of Social Security experts that will run a report for you and give you the options that's going to be best for you, which may be different than your next door neighbor, Bob, who may be filed at 62.
Yeah.
It may be in your best interest to wait till 65 or 67 or maybe 70 for many purposes. We go through that process too.
Yeah, and I think that's great. And well, you and I and your staff there aren't employees of the Social Security Administration, right, and don't work for them. You do work with Social Security specialists that can help people with that, and you have a report that you can run, and I know you'll run it for our listeners and your clients at no charge, that Social Security Maximization Report, and that's huge.
That is. That's such a powerful report, Tony. I mean, I just ran one for my wife and I, and it's very surprising. Every time I see the results of the different options and what's going to be in your best interest, which is based on age, earning years, future taxation.
Spousal benefits.
Yeah. I just had a phone call earlier today from one of my clients. He lost his wife. She passed away at 56.
Wow,
now he
early.
Is turning 60, and he emailed me, which our Social Security team's going to look at, what his benefits are for survivor benefits at age 60.
Yeah.
And should he take it then, or should he wait till 62 and let his grow and take hers at 62? So many different options, and we can help with that area.
Yeah, that's really important. There's survivor benefits. There's the minimum filing age of 62. There's full retirement age. We'll do a whole show. Because I got a lot of questions for you on Social Security. That's that people need to know, because I know people can really make costly errors by filing at the wrong time for their situation.
That's right.
Because your situation isn't your neighbor's situation or your coworker's situation.
There's so many factors you've got to look at, and making that wrong decision could be very detrimental for your financial future.
Yeah. So holistic planning, we're talking about holistic planning, and that sounds like overall, and I love your puzzle analogy, and I've heard the way I view it is, the question I always ask is, what's the most important piece of a puzzle? Well, the answer is, some people would say the centerpiece, or you hear the edge pieces, or yes, the corner piece. But the most important piece, if you've got a 5,000 piece puzzle or even a 1,000 piece puzzle, the only way you're going to be able to put that together is if the box lid. So the picture on the box lid is the most important piece, and that's the overall picture. And so, like you said, that's what you provide. You look at the overall picture. So individually, I'm trying to put together a puzzle without the box lid. Not knowing the picture, I'm not going to get a 5,000 piece puzzle put together without the box lid.
Same here.
And I don't think anyone is. And that's the problem. Like you pointed out, what made you frustrated is, as a broker, a stock broker, if people are coming to you and you're helping them invest in the market, you're a one-trick pony. You're looking at one piece. You're not looking at their big picture. You're not looking at healthcare. You're not looking at Medicare. You're not looking at Social Security or legislative risk or any of the things you mentioned. Taxes.
And the list goes on and on. And that's areas that we will address. We'll bring in our team of strategic partners that specialize in, whether it's taxes, estate planning, or what have you. We have those specialists that can sit down with you, and they're like-minded. They believe in the holistic financial planning approach, and they all have agreed to be part of our team, even though they're independent, to sit down with you at no cost, provide you the same initial consultation and education that we do at Cooper Financial.
Yeah. And speaking of that, you have a great tool. You have a handout that kind of has a graph, and it's called Holistic Financial Planning, Protecting Your Nest Egg, which is what we're talking about today. And I noticed on that graph, you talk about addressing risk a lot.
Yes.
And that's the concern, isn't it? I mean, there's a lot of risk and a lot of potential options to make costly mistakes.
Absolutely. And we have been so fortunate the last 12 years, 13 years, when it comes to the stock market. But what happened last year in 2022? The market went down for the first time. The average new person that I'm sitting down with lost anywhere from 18 to 30% of their life savings. And here's what a lot of my industry won't talk about. It's one thing to lose 20, 30, 40% of your portfolio when you're young, still working. But when you're 70 years of age and you lose that much money, you may never recoup that.
Right.
So,
because you're not regularly putting in hundreds of dollars and, you know, dollar cost averaging your way back in.
Absolutely. Just the opposite. A lot of our clients are taking money out on a monthly basis.
When it's down, that's not good.
And that accelerates it even more so. That's basically what they call reverse dollar cost averaging.
Yes. Yeah.
Which we take that very serious and look at risk number one when it comes to financial planning. And your risk may be different than your spouse's or than your neighbor's or than your brother's. So that's an individual thing that we look at three or four different areas and ways and determine before we make any recommendations.
Well, it flew by our time. We're out of time already. I can't wait to dig in deeper to some of these specific topics. And this was a great overview. But if our listeners want to get a copy of the chart we're looking at today, how to protect your nest egg, or have that report run, get their plan started, or if they already have a financial plan, get a second opinion on where you're at. Now's a good time, especially before the end of the year. Speaking of taxes, there might be things you can do, right?
That's right. Timing's perfect. Our CPAs, tax specialists, their busiest time of the year is the last quarter, because if there's any changes to be made, they better be made by December 31st.
Yes.
Or it's too late.
Yeah.
So, yes, so for additional information, or if you want to sit down and just visit at a no-cost obligation, basically you can call our office, 520-543-8343. You can go to our website, cooperfinancial.com. Again, that's cooperfinancial.com. And we can provide any of the resources that we talked about today to you.
All right. That sounds great. Well, thank you so much, Brad. Yes. Great show today. And I look forward to getting together next week for another great show. Listeners, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Financial Armor with our host, Brad Cooper.
Thank you for listening to Financial Armor. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound retirement plan. For more information, please contact Brad Cooper at Cooper Financial Investments. Call 520-543-8343 or visit them online at cooperfinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through Cooper Financial Investments, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Arizona. Insurance products and services offered through Cooper Financial Group, LLC, an affiliated company. All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.